Imagine a city as a living, breathing organism, where each component plays a vital role in its overall functionality. Credit for this imaginative metaphor, which is currently trending on LinkedIn, goes to Sam Stewart Mutabazi, an urban development and transportation consultant. In this metaphorical journey, we'll explore how the transport systems act as the brain, people as the heart, sewage system as the kidneys, green spaces as the lungs, electricity as the eyes, and buildings as the skeleton. Just as the entire human body requires harmony and coordinated balance to thrive, so do cities in order to function effectively. 1. Transport systems, the brain. In the human body, the brain serves as the control center, orchestrating various functions and ensuring seamless communication between different parts. Similarly, the transport systems within a city act as the brain, coordinating the movement of people, goods, and information. Roads, bridges, public transportation, and digital connectivity form the neural network that keeps the city alive and responsive. 2. People, the heart. Just as the heart pumps blood to nourish the body, people are the lifeblood of a city. Their energy, creativity, and diversity infuse vitality into urban landscapes. The beating heart of a city is the community, fostering connections, culture, and a sense of belonging. The health and vibrancy of a city depend on the well-being of its people, just as the heart's condition determines the overall health of the human body. 3. Sewage system, the kidneys. Cities generate waste, much like the metabolic byproducts produced by our bodies. The sewage system functions as the kidneys, filtering out impurities and ensuring that the city remains clean and sustainable. Efficient waste management is crucial for the health of a city, preventing environmental degradation and promoting a hygienic living environment. 4. Green spaces, the lungs. Green spaces serve as the lungs of a city, providing it with fresh air, biodiversity, and a respite from the urban hustle. Like the lungs, these areas play a critical role in maintaining the overall well-being of the city. Parks, gardens, and trees contribute to air purification, carbon sequestration, and mental well-being, creating a balanced and breathable urban environment. 5. Electricity, the eyes. Electricity acts as the eyes of the city, illuminating its streets, powering its infrastructure, and enabling communication. Just as our eyes provide us with vision and perception, electricity allows a city to see and function. The reliability and efficiency of the electrical grid are essential for the city's day-to-day operations, much like how clear vision is crucial for navigating the world. 6. Buildings, the skeleton. If transport is the brain, people the heart, sewage system the kidneys, green spaces the lungs, and electricity the eyes, then buildings are the skeleton of the urban organism. They provide structure, support, and define the city's skyline. The architectural framework shapes the city's identity, creating a visual representation of its history, culture, and progress. Conclusion: viewing a city as a living entity offers a unique perspective on urban planning and development. Understanding the interconnectedness of its various components helps us appreciate the delicate balance required for a city to thrive. By nurturing the brain, heart, kidneys, lungs, eyes, and skeleton of the urban organism, we can create cities that not only function efficiently but also provide a high quality of life for their inhabitants.